Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's pipe dreams.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. If you've encountered prolonged construction on your morning commute, you may find yourself wondering, why are they tearing up the road? Why is it taking so long? And how have they not found a better way to do this? Aging pipes were likely the source of your frustrations. Ohio University researchers are leading a national study to try to figure out how to keep those pipes in better shape and perhaps lessen your road rage in the process. Here to join us is Shad Sargon, the head of the Ohio Research Institute for Transportation and Environment. Hello.
Hi.
So could you just explain what is causing these pipes to corrode in the first place?
Generally, what happens at pipes, obviously, we use it under the roads. And what's happening is that you have a water that it go through these pipes. Some of them come from the acid mine. Some of them comes from agriculture. Then agriculture use fertilizer, all chemical. So in many cases that they cause the pipe to, over a number of years, corrode.
Usually, it's a total pain to replace pipes. I mean, it takes time and digging and taxpayer dollars. What's the alternative and how is it better?
One of the techniques that we are working now on is we put a liner inside of the pipe. So almost a pipe inside of the pipe. And they are very durable. They could last for 40, 50 years. You don't close the traffic. Cost a lot cheaper. And to me, the biggest thing is the safety. And also, the keep in mind that I also work in the area of the pavement. I don't like that we will go there and start digging the pavement, because now we are cutting the pavement and then we have to put a new one. And now you don't have that much good compatibility with the old one and new one. So that creates another headache. So we don't like that.
So this one solution can reduce our headaches tenfold, it sounds like. Your department's research is not only going to help Ohioans with those issues, it will also be used across the country. Why is our state spearheading this effort?
I think it's because of our expertise. There's a tradition a little bit nationally that Ohio is one of the leaders in the pipe industry. And the research is conducted a lot in Ohio, you know, in Ohio, state of Ohio, and implemented around the country. And also, I want to make a point that big manufacturer of the pipe in the country, their headquarter located in Ohio.
That's really cool. I didn't realize that. If you're like me, it's not often that I stop and I wonder about the pipes that are running beneath my feet every day. Why should we care about the health of this simple, largely invisible piece of infrastructure?
When you have a pavement that goes over the streams and water channels, those kind of things, you need to put a pipe. We don't design pavement to protect the pipe. We design the pipe to protect the pavement. Ohio Department of Transportation own almost 90,000 pipe and culvert in the state of Ohio. 90,000 is a lot that the state will be responsible for it.
That's Shad Sargon, Associate Director of the Ohio Research Institute for Transportation and the Environment. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.